Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crombie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing on the subject, understanding the importance of connecting with your God-ordained Joshua or with your spiritual father, last week I dealt with point number two, which is that they will know how to handle you because they will recognize what you're carrying and they will not misidentify you. On today's program, I'd like to deal with point number three, in understanding the importance of connecting with your God-ordained Joshua or spiritual father. And point number three is that they will circumcise you in preparation for your purpose. In the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verses 2 through 9, we see where the children of Israel have come to the end of their 40 years of wilderness journey, and they have now come to the bank of the Jordan River just before crossing over into the promised land. The Lord instructed Joshua to make sharp knives and to circumcise all the men from certain age upward. And the Lord said to him, because the first generation of Israelites that came out of Egypt were circumcised, but they all died in the wilderness. And the Lord said to Joshua, this second generation, they have not been circumcised. And in order for them to cross over to enter into their promise or to enter into the promised land, they must be circumcised. So the Lord said also, and the place that they came to of significant importance, they came to a place called Gilgal. And in Hebrew, one of the definitions for the word Gilgal has to do with a wheel. And also by implication, it has to do with the rolling away. So the Lord told Joshua, I want you to make sharp knives and I want you to circumcise the men. The Lord says to Joshua, because this day will I roll away the reproach of Egypt from off them. And the Lord said, they cannot enter into the promised land until this circumcision first takes place. So we see in the old covenant, and when I deal with the making of a son, I will deal more in-depthly with the very act of circumcision. But in the old covenant, circumcision was a one-time act, and the circumcision was done or carried out either by the father or someone who was specially trained to perform that, what I call precision cutting. And the Lord said to Joshua, they cannot enter in until they are first circumcised. But we see in the new covenant, we read in Colossians chapter 2, where Paul likens baptism unto new covenant circumcision that is made without hand. So in the old covenant, circumcision was a one-time act. In the new covenant, circumcision is an ongoing process. One thing that is very important to understand with God, that everything that pertains to God involves a process. So in the new covenant, circumcision was an ongoing process. And we're told by Paul in Colossians that circumcision has to do with cutting away of the dead skin or cutting away of the old flesh. And the reason why God requires for us to be circumcised before entering into our purpose or before entering into our promise is that he can cut away or remove the dead works of the flesh. Because if God does not remove or cut away these dead things from us, then we will find ourselves walking in dead works. Many of us are coming out of spiritual Egypt, from out of a life of bondage, out of a life of captivity. And there are things that God has to circumcise off of us before bringing us into our promise. There are many of us, we struggle with low self-esteem. That is, we struggle with low self-esteem. We struggle with chronic depression, which is demonic in nature. We struggle with spirit of unforgiveness. We struggle with the root of bitterness. We struggle with jealousy. Many of us have struggled with the spirit of lust. And all these things will produce or manifest dead works in our lives. And in order for us to enter into our promise, in order for us to enter into our purpose, we have to allow God to circumcise our lives and circumcise our heart. The scripture says in Philippians 1:6 that he who has begun a good work in us will continue to perform it until the very appearing of Jesus Christ. So we see here that circumcision in its spiritual reality is not a one-time act unlike the old covenant circumcision, but it is an ongoing process. And this is where spiritual fathers or spiritual Joshuas in our life comes in. This is where they become well, because the Lord did not come down and circumcise these men himself. He told Joshua, you circumcise them. And the Bible says now, in order for Joshua to circumcise these men, all these men had to lift up their skirts. They had to lift up their tunic. They had to expose themselves. They had to become vulnerable and allow themselves to be circumcised. That means pride had to go out the window. Ego had to go out the window. And many of us today in the body of Christ will not submit to our God-ordained Joshua that we may be circumcised, because pride and ego is in our life. And when God takes the sharp knife to circumcise, that is the first thing he's going for. That is the first thing he's going for. The scripture tells us that the word of God is the sword of the spirit. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is a sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. So the word of God is the sharp knife or sharp instrument that God has provided. And our Joshua, or spiritual father, is the one whom God has connected us to or aligned us to and instructed them to use the sharp knife of his word to circumcise us. You know, there's a song that used to sing in the world. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to walk in their purpose. Everybody wants to enter in their promise, but no one is willing to submit to circumcision. Now, circumcision, there are at least three components of circumcision, which the scripture tells us about. The Bible tells us that the word of God is profitable for correction. Correction is a component of circumcision. It is profitable for reproof. Reproof is a component of circumcision. And it is also profitable even for rebuke. Rebuke is a component of circumcision. And when individuals will not submit to correction, will not submit to reproof, and will not even submit to rebuke, they are not submitting to God's circumcising process to prepare us to enter into our promise. As I stated earlier, that the spiritual father, they will circumcise you in preparation for your purpose. In the word preparation, we get the prefix pre. And the prefix pre there, the pre there, speaks of what must be done before, after, or prior to, before, or ahead of time. So if we are to enter into our promise, God has provided us a spiritual Joshua, a spiritual father, to prepare us to circumcise us before, prior to, or ahead of us enter into our purpose and into our assignment. And the Bible says that Jesus, even though he was a son, he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. The Bible says that they, in Romans 8, that they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, when it says those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, it's not talking about, you know, you saying God woke up in the morning to pray, or God spoke to you and told you to say that being led by the Spirit of God has to do with one's life being completely committed, surrendered, submitted, and yielded to and under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. One of the end result of circumcision is obedience and submission. And for many of us who feel that we don't need a father, a spiritual father, this is where we are misguided and misled. Because this is the thing. God will call you and anoint you, but you need somebody to send you. In the book of Acts, the Bible says in the church of Antioch, the prophets and the teachers, they were praying and fasting. And in the midst of them praying and fasting, the Lord spoke and said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Paul, for the work that I've called them." See, God anointed them and called them, but God needed to speak to spiritual fathers to send them. And a lot of folks today, they feel that because they were called, they can just go. You know, the saying is that some were sent and some just went. And the tragedy is those who were called but did not allow themselves to be circumcised, did not allow themselves to be processed. They just went without being sent. But God, is important for you to understand that if we're going to come into a purpose and to our assignment, God has a spirit. God has a Joshua. God has a spiritual father that he has ordained for you to be connected to, that he has ordained for you to come into alignment with, that you may be circumcised, that you may be prepared to enter into your promise and to enter into your purpose. Many folks today want to enter into their purpose. They want to enter into their promise. They want to enter into the assignment, but they do not want to submit. They do not want to be circumcised. One of the sad commentary today with the whole father and son dynamic and circumcision is that today, instead of fathers circumcising their sons, there are many sons who are being castrated. There are many sons who are being butchered. There are many sons who are being mutilated. And as a result of that, many sons do not trust fathers, and the trust factor is a main dynamic in the father and son relationship. So remember this. Pray and ask God who you're to be connected to in the season and to align you to your God-ordained Joshua to prepare you to enter into your purpose. The Lord bless you on this morning, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle, gcrumby, at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.